We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Is Snowmageddon over? Are we allowed to?
Snowmageddon.
Are we allowed to get it? Okay, show of hands, who woke up this morning disappointed?
Oh, yeah, it was normally nearly.
First.
Yeah.
My kids get up. They for real thought it was going to be a snow day.
Oh.
And then it was nothing. And then just in time to drop them off at school, it starts coming down, and they're like, oh,
dang it.
So close to getting out of stuff. So we don't have to talk about the snow ever again? Was this right or wrong? You're the forecast guy. Was this the same? Did they say it was going to be this much?
My neighborhood got more than I thought they said, but I think they were pretty close, weren't they? They weren't like Snowmageddon that bad.
Yeah, sky is falling a little bit. The traffic was awful this morning, but thankfully we don't ever have to get out in it.
Amen.
You did get out in it, right?
I did, and then I thought I had a meeting, and then as I'm on my way in, they're like, oh yeah, that's canceled. I'm like, all right, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know if you know the name of the company you work for, but it's Entercom Communit.
They're the worst at it.
They don't do that.
We still don't have Wi-Fi.
And we're a what kind of company?
Oh, I can't say it out loud. So there's a really sick story in the news that I thought we should talk about a little bit. This dude stalked a famous Japanese like pop star. Is she a pop star? Is that what it is? She was on like Idol, or she's an idol in Japan.
If it says J-pop, then that's the hip-hop.
Yes, she's a
J-pop.
Member of the J-pop group.
Okay.
Who wants to tackle the name of the J-pop group?
Oh.
It's pretty long, isn't it?
Well, I mean, and it's like 10, and then the next 5 letters are not great in English.
And they're all naming their bands like this.
Yes.
It's all weird.
It's like profanity. Anyway, this is what's scary about social media. And Amber is like a social media queen. She's on everything.
Right.
This dude focused in on her eyeballs, the reflection. You know, your eyes have like enough liquid on them that they reflect.
Okay.
So he focused in on her eyes in all of her pictures and started to pick up landmarks of where she lives.
From reflections on her
eyeballs in pictures, like a selfie or something, just zoomed in.
Yes.
It was like, I know that cross street.
I never would have thought of
Can
that.
Can you imagine what, I mean, we were just talking off air, and I mean, this conversation, I don't want to get super serious, but as a dude, I never fear walking outside ever.
Right.
And my wife, if she's going to go for an outside run, she tells me exactly what street she's going to run on.
Yeah.
And then Amber's like, try walking through a parking lot.
Yeah. Avoid vans of any kind. Don't walk near them. I seriously have a fear that I'll one day like be snatched up in a van.
Do you have any fear of that at all?
None whatsoever. This was an eye opener for me, how women naturally, without thinking, adjust, rearrange their lives to have to be safe from us. Like the van thing.
Yeah.
Just walking by a windowless, any van.
Anything.
Any car that slows down if you're walking or anything.
Do you ever go anywhere without your phone? Do you always?
No, never. I actually really like to walk my dog without my cell phone, but because it just, you know, like to be out of reach for a moment and in nature. And then I'm like, no, I can't because.
You can't because.
Just in case, you know, that
your
I want,
last.
Yeah, I want my location wherever the last ping was, you know.
The fact that your wife has to give details to you of where she's going to be running
Correct.
Or jogging.
Let me tell you something. I've been mad at her for a while, and this conversation is changing it. So she got a new car, and they walk you through all the setup stuff. And so, you know, with your car, when you walk up with your fob, I want my car when I walk up and go, boop, boop, the doors unlock.
Yeah.
Her car is set up so that only the driver's door unlocks.
Wow.
I'm like, why would you do... Like, every time we're going out as a family, we walk up and everybody's like jerking on their doors going, open it, open it. She has to get in and unlock it from inside. I'm like, that is stupid. It has to, and she's
annoying
like...
Annoying as hell,
that's
but...
That's actually genius. Well, safe.
the reason she does it is if it unlocked all the doors, anybody could get in any door right then. Who? Somebody had to think of that.
A woman.
And then yes.
I bet it was a woman.
That is so disturbing.
Moron dudes, when you design this car,
make it so
it with
only
us.
This door opens. My wife, and I don't know if you're like this, Amber, when she approaches her car, is looking under it the whole, as she's walking towards it, she's looking.
I look in the back seat before I get in. But I actually don't look underneath. That's a good place to look.
I didn't mean to give you a new tip.
Yeah, I'm like, great, now I've got to do a full check around before I get in.
Because remember, I don't know if it was an urban legend or whatever, but like women would walk up to their car and they would slash their Achilles, their tendons down there, and then you're just...
Yes.
Well, now I'm even more scared.
Amber was checking her Achilles.
Isn't that not...
That is, but it's come so naturally to that gender now.
100%. Do you think people, I don't want to get creepy on you, but do you think people know where you live, Amber?
I have a feeling they do. They at least know the general area. I'm pretty sure I've said it or...
I don't like that.
Or taking pictures just around, they probably know the general area.
Do you have a... Okay, don't answer that. I was going to say, do you have a ground?
Don't cross streets. What's the?
That's honestly why I do like living in an apartment building, because it's kind of secure. Not entirely secure, but more secure than if I owned a townhome by myself or a house by myself.
You're right. If you were to scream for help, the chances of an apartment hearing you would be. Wow.
I mean, bottom line, I think the main reason I thought we should talk about this is it doesn't have to just be women, because there are women who get obsessed with like Harry Styles.
Definitely.
I mean, people have figured out where Taylor Swift lives and they keep showing up at her. Like, I just heard an interview with her and they're like, so where do you spend most of your time? And she's like, I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. I will not tell
because
you which house because people
creeper.
Want access, but you don't have to be Taylor Swift. Or Amber from the Slacker and Steve show.
Right.
If you're putting up pictures on Instagram and you got the new iPhone Pro Max.
So much information about people. It's crazy. Well, yeah. Zoom in on the eyeball. There you go.
Or any of the background. I found the pot grow house in my neighborhood that got busted.
That's right.
I zoomed in on a picture and then I walked down Google Maps. Until I found the White House with the thorn bushes. It took me maybe, I would say, on the outside 3 minutes to find this house.
So easy.
I wanted to call these creepers like professionals. These guys, they're whopper. No, anybody.
I can do it.
Right.
So, all right, we're going to go back to being fun here in a second. But just be.
Really scary there.
Yes. And everybody's going to be crawling into their cars now. And I feel really bad about that. But just be careful out there, people.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.